Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. English and American string quartets will be on this program. We'll hear Margaret Brouwer's Demeter Prelude, the English composer Doreen Carwithin's String Quartet No. 1, and my String Quartet No. 2. We'll begin with the 7-minute Demeter Prelude by Margaret Brouwer, who is head of the composition department and holder of the Vincent K. and Edith Smith Chair in Composition at the Cleveland Institute of Music. Brouwer has said that she most admires composers whose music appeals both to the heart and mind. In particular, she cites Mozart for beauty and depth, Beethoven for unity through development of small ideas, Stravinsky for rhythm and structure, and Crumb for varied sounds and colors. And I must say that I can hear all these qualities in Brouwer's music. In 1997, Brouwer was commissioned by the Roanoke Symphony to write a piece called Pluto, a sequel, to complement performances of Gustav Holst's The Planets, which had no movement portraying Pluto since this planet wasn't discovered until 1930, more than 30 years after Holst completed his suite. And now, of course, Pluto has lost its designation as a planet, but Brouwer's piece is a fait accompli. At any rate, in her research into the mythology of Pluto, Brouwer became intrigued with the tale of Hades abducting Persephone and taking her to the underworld. Demeter was Persephone's mother. Upon hearing of the abduction, Demeter, who was the goddess of living things, threatens to abandon her responsibilities unless Zeus orders Hades to release Persephone. Demeter Prelude for String Quartet became an offshoot of Brouwer's fascination with this story. As the fuming Demeter proceeds through this piece, like a horse on a wild ride, the instruments step forth in impassioned recitatives, portraying goddesses and gods in a battle of wits. We'll hear it performed by the Cavani String Quartet. Thank you.